his bed was right across the hill, another man's bed hell. And my bed made the four beds in that room. And they come up on the wall, because I couldn't get up to walk after I had the operation. I was laying on the bed. And he come up on top of me, and he had a, where he had a collar on his neck where he got his neck broke. And he said, you see that my kid down there? I said, yes, that's my son and my daughter. So they come in to see me. I said, well, I said, a nice looking people. Sure. I said, they're beautiful. And I said, I've got my other couple down here. And says, they was home with him. And they come down, they shook hands with him. Daughter would have married and his son shook hands. Said, Mr. Smith said, my daddy said he let me in your company. I said, you don't know how to turn on no radio when I'm around me, because I'm always turning it off.
Yeah,
he likes to be in your prison. And I said, well, it's pleased to meet you. And I said, I'll be great. And he said, well, thank you. He told me about the other girl. I guess a little girl, a little boy with not hardly as big, and they come in there, see him hug his neck down on him, come in. He pointed up out to him, and the little boy come up to him. Says, this Mr. Smith? I said, yeah. I said, the Smith part. I said, Mrs., you just leave it, throw it in the waste basket. He said, Daddy said you was a good man. I said, well, I'll cry too, for it, I don't know how. And I said, I guess I don't know enough. And he shook hands with him, and I did, the little girl, and then went back to sit down. So after I talked with him all about him, went on. And I see the lady standing in the door down there. When the first couple come up, she's standing all her hands over. She's a beautiful looking woman. And after they all left, he come up front and sat down in the chair beside the bed. And Mr. Smith said, you see that woman standing out there, that pink looking, had on a pinkish looking blouse, and had on these green looking trousers. I believe what she had on. I know the blouse was pinkish looking. And I see him point down there. He said, that was my wife. I said, I thought you said you didn't have no wife. Said, I ain't. Said, you used to be my wife. Said, that's the wife of these children. And I said, well, I said, excuse me. I said, I didn't know that. I said, what happened? I said, you got to doing some things you didn't like. I said, well, I said, no. I said, I want for a preacher. And I said, how come you still ain't a preacher? Said, he just got off. I said, now listen. I said, you know, God don't give you nothing. Now, you can give somebody something, you get mad, want them to give it back to you. I said, if you ever been the Lord's servant, except him as your savior, I said, now you still, he ain't throwed you away because he don't give you things to take it away from you.
No.
I said, he's too kind to do that. I said, well, if he give you to be a preacher, you done already lived from time to him, I said, he's still that same God.
Yeah.
I thought, you just go to repent, ask him forgive him. Now, he'll forgive you.
Now,
you get back in the field where you're supposed to be. We talked on that, and he said, what had happened? It moved somewhere, and a 20-year-old boy, and he had a daughter, his daughter and son was, his daughter was larger than you, but she's about your height, but she's a little heavier, healthy lady. And I said, they're a beautiful family that you got. I said, what?